I'm recording, but we're not on yet.
All right, we're going to start now.
So I can't talk about black people anymore?
You could.
Do you can't? I mean, I wasn't going to go through all of them, but...
All the black people?
I wasn't going to go through all the black people, but there's some black people nominated here.
All right, I'm going to...
The guy playing Martin Luther King?
I'm going to intro.
Who played Martin Luther King?
Funny you should ask. I had to look him up. He's the black guy from Interstellar.
Oh, the guy who was in the ship for 25 years?
What was this? Spoiler. What was this in? The Butler?
No, there's a MLK movie coming out.
Oh, this coming out? Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They already did that. Sean Penn was in it.
All right, I'm going to intro. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
Yeah. I mean, you know, there is some turmoil over in Japan, though, because, like...
Godzilla.
Team,
yeah.
Team Ico, you know,
Ico,
the famed creators of Ico, the game, and Shadow of Colossus have been in production of The Last Guardian since... that game was shown off at E3 2009. What is it, like 5 years later, and still nothing? And... at all about it, so there's definitely some stuff going on over there with that. But getting back to what I was saying, it was just really funny how they hyped everyone up thinking it was going to be an HD, you know, remastered version of Final Fantasy VII when it's just the same game that they've re-released before. And I just got the new Destiny expansion, The Dark Below.
Whoa, is that their actual title?
Yes.
And
isn't the porn movie for The Dark Knight?
It's all right. Like Destiny, I don't know. Destiny is a game that really doesn't know what it wants to be. Like it says it's an MMO. It says it's like, you know, an expansive like Halo storytelling game, which it isn't. But it's like it's at the middle ground of all these different faucets of like, you know, video games, and it's just still. Yeah, I really thought with this new expansion we're gonna get some new story and everything, and like. Nah, it's all right. The one thing that I don't like at all is the leveling. Like, to level up, you need to find these pieces of armor called light. And so I got the new expansion. I was going to play the new level, one of the new levels, but I wasn't high enough for the level. And I'm like, well, you know, if you keep dying, you'll level up, you know, just from trial and error, and then I would eventually be stronger. But no, since you got to go out...
So you're like a Saiyan in Dragon Ball. You just get stronger after every battle.
Yeah, exactly, and every other anime. But since I wasn't high enough, I it forces you to go back, play previous levels to collect this stuff, and I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to grind away and farm. Cricket. Boy, I wish, like, Jobo or someone was here to relate. But,
Unfortunately, he's too busy passing out in his bed.
Yeah, well, he went to go to Philadelphia today.
He's too busy
today.
Filming Santas.
Yeah, he's
doing
the running of the Santas in Philadelphia.
That's today?
Apparently.
Yeah.
You know that
Barry
whole thing?
Barry lied to us. He doesn't like us anymore.
That whole thing, you know that the story behind that whole thing, right? Running of the Santas?
No.
It was a big F-up the first time. They were trying to do an event, and it turned out it was on a different day. So now they just celebrate it. It makes no sense whatsoever. No sense.
That, yeah, not at all.
Cool story, bro.
But do you guys watch Game of Thrones?
I'm very tired. I'm two years behind.
Well, one of the actresses, Maisie Williams, said she would play Ellie in the Last of Us movie.
Ah, yes.
So they are making a Last of Us movie, and it's in the works. And you know, video game movies have a stigma of being very bad. And
I have a soft spot for Super Mario Brothers. I don't care what anyone says. John Leguizamo is my guy.
Well, that's not a soft spot for that movie.
You know what I love about Mud?
But yeah, no, I can definitely see The Last of Us movie breaking that trend and being a very good video game movie. It has the potential.
I think it'll be good for people who've never played the game.
Oh yeah.
Because the game itself is very cinematic and it might as well be a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know, you're going to be watching something you already seen just played by different people. It'll almost, to me, it's going to feel like a fan film.
Yeah, it would be great, though.
People reenacting stuff from the video game.
The people who made the game are making the movie.
Have they said who's going to play the guy?
No, but I hope that... Well, they modeled Joel after Josh Brolin from No Country for Old Men. Or For Old Men. Whatever is...
You know, Mo Men.
Mo Men. Mo Money, Mo Men, Mo Problems.
Okay, so...
I forget what Josh Brolin's character's name in Country was.
It was
some really, like, flamboyant name, I remember.
Not flamboyant, it was like... What southern like Whalen or something? I don't know, something weird.
Yeah,
like
it was
that.
Thanos, right?
Yeah, but but the guys who made Last of Us said that they modeled Joel after Josh Brolin, so if they could just cast Josh Brolin,
I don't see why they couldn't.
Yeah, that or that Dylan McDermott guy. He's pretty cool. And you know, another year, another Assassin's Creed game, but like Assassin's Creed Unity is like an unfinished game. They had a patch the other day, or I don't know if it came out yet, but they said they had a patch for the game that has over 300 fixes in it.
That's like, a lot of fixes.
Why would you release a game that's pretty much unfinished?
Because they need to release it every year.
Yeah, no, I understand, but...
Oh, you know what? That reminds me. Have I ever talked about how much I hate this new 2K15 game?
Go, please enlighten me.
Okay. I know.
WWE 2K.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess it's not a very broad audience, but I got it for the PS4 one, which you want to talk about feeling like an unfinished game. It is an unfinished game. Yeah, it has the graphics are good. I like the graphics, but there's so much wrong with it. Like, for example,
they don't let you make Chris Benoit.
I heard about that. Yeah, and it's true. That's why I kept looking. I'm like, where is he? I couldn't find him online, and apparently that they block people.
So would you say
it's because they never made a model for children in there? So.
Oh, so would you say that this franchise is dead to you?
It's not. No, it's not dead to me, but it was a big swing and a miss. I'm expecting next year to be better, but like. For example, last year you could say theoretically you could have like I don't know 80 different match, yeah. 80 different ways of putting a match. Now it's like 25. Like they cut it down by like more than half.
I guess time constraints.
But that doesn't. I don't believe that. I don't believe that for 1 second. And the career mode that they have on here, which is supposed to be revolutionary, I've literally gone years in there without having anything to do. Like, they give you nothing to do on there. It's usually just someone will come up and be like, we don't have anything for you tonight, so you can choose whether you want, like, a tune-up match or something. I'm like, what?
Well, it sounds just like
I'm the champion, and I should be in some sort of storyline, and I'm in nothing.
Well, it just sounds like the real writers.
Yeah, that's true. And even, like, the 2K showcase mode that they have with the two rivalries thing, it's ridiculous. Like, it's the same thing as like the Attitude Era they had 2 years ago and the same thing they had last year.
What was the theme last year?
The WrestleMania mode thing.
Yeah.
It's and you can't import, like, you can import custom graphics, which is good for created things, but you can't import custom music. You can't do that on PS4 yet anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not a fan of this game. I think I might actually be getting rid of it soon.
Get Grand Theft Auto 5, man.
It's coming.
Oh.
It's coming. Oh. Not don't know when, don't know where, but it's coming.
Christmas is right around the corner.
It is. So
but yeah, dude, it's just there's so many games out there that are just rushed and unfinished. Every single PS4 game I have bought since I got the system has a day one update.
Yeah, everything. Even 2K15 had one.
Yeah, whether it's like a really small thing or like 300 bug fixes like Assassin's Creed.
It's because they shove them out so quick.
Because the video game market is a $1 billion industry. You beat out Hollywood and music. Well, no one really buys music anymore.
What do you mean? I have CDs upstairs.
Me too. I have my iPods. But
ooh, Stormtroopers, they look like iPods.
So, Mike, do you have a comment on all these rushed video games?
I mean, I wait so long before I start playing any games. I just started playing Portal 2.
Isn't that like 10 years
what's
old?
What's it like in 2008?
It's nice.
What was it like when Obama wasn't president?
Pretty sure he was then.
Was he?
Well,
November.
He got elected in 08.
Yeah, November 08.
Which means I guess he didn't start until January of 09, right? Isn't that how it works?
Hey,
I know stuff about politics. Get
out. We don't like a kind here.
All right. So do we have anything else for video games?
No, you know.
No?
Just covered the, you know.
Well, it's a shame that we don't have any, I wouldn't say any, but, you know, Jobo would, I would love to have gotten his opinion on this. Over the last couple of weeks or so, we have some big casting news as far as a couple of movies go. One that kind of went under the wire or radar, oh my God, is the casting of Apocalypse in X-Men.
Oh yeah, Apocalypse. Oscar Isaac.
Oscar Isaac is going to play Apocalypse. That's
who's he again?
He is
Davis guy.
Didn't say that.
Did you see Drive?
Didn't say it.
Wow.
He's I'm so behind.
He's in the new Star Wars movie. He's the new dude flying the X-Wing in the trailer.
Okay. Did you see Sucker Punch?
Yes.
He is the guy with the mustache.
Well, that narrows
the one
down.
Who
wasn't I thought that was like Howard Stark.
No. That's the guy who runs the brothel. That's him. That's Oscar Isaac.
Okay.
I have a computer on my lap.
You have a laptop?
I'm using the computer up here. That's it. If you don't know him from those, then I'm sorry.
I mean, that works better for me. I'd prefer someone I don't know, because then I can get lost in the character a little better. Yeah, I don't recognize
him. Well, let's be honest. He's going to be filled with makeup and other stuff, so you're not going to recognize him anyway.
Eh.
But, yeah, he was cast as Apocalypse. What do you think about this, Jason? Because it kind of came out a little bit out of left field.
I really don't see it at all. I mean, I'm sure he's a fine actor, and I'm sure the movie
he's
will be good.
He's a good actor.
Because Days of Future Past was excellent, in my opinion. But, you know, I just remember the Apocalypse from the cartoons. I mean, he is literally this guy who's, like, the size of a building, hulking brute, who has, like, a robotic, metallic face.
Mm.
So I don't know how Oscar Isaac will pull that off. They're probably going to go for something completely different.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at Trask, played by Dinklage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Dinklebot. Dinkleberg. Yeah.
Dinkleberg. Everything I touch is dies. Oh, Dinkleberg.
Everything I touch.
Congratulatory hand touch. So yeah, it would be interesting to see what I mean, we actually discussed this in the Marvel episode where we were asking who we think we should have casted as Apocalypse. I think me and you said The Rock.
Yeah, definitely The Rock.
I don't remember who
or Hulk Hogan
or Dan. Oh, come on. He's like 65 years old. Come
it would
on.
Be amazing. Wolverine, yeah, brother, you're going down.
You're going down, brother.
Oh, what the hell is that guy's name?
Who?
Like Tiny Lister Jr.
Who?
The Debo from Friday.
Who?
The crazy guy. The president from The Fifth Element.
Oh.
That's how I would get you.
Bruce Willis?
Also, more comic book movie news. Apparently, as we mentioned before, the Deadpool movie looks like it's actually happening.
It's a live pool now.
It is. It is alive. And
now the show's over.
And it looks like Ryan Reynolds will be back as Deadpool.
RR.
For his movie.
I mean, after Days of Future Past, I mean, I guess it's going a little spoiler territory, but they kind of just wiped out the entire timeline, so it makes it plausible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they want to get rid of that as quick as possible.
Yeah, the only reason Days of Future Past existed was to erase X-Men Origins and X-Men 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which X-Men.
It's not a bad idea.
And it did erase 2, so that makes me think, like, is
it erased all of them?
Did it? Yeah.
Except one.
Like, you changed history from the 70s forward? Right now, they can just pick and choose. Like, it's kind of like the new 52 for DC
That's
now.
True.
It's like they can pick and choose what they want to be in the timeline.
So,
because they didn't tell you what happened at all.
Yeah, but they see the thing that I don't understand is, like, is Wolverine gonna have his bone claws in the next film? Then,
well, no one knows. We're not sure yet.
Yeah. Or his silver claws, adamantium.
Those bone claws were weird.
I know they look. They always look so strange.
It kind of looks like he like made them himself. Like
they look like they made
of
twigs.
Crafts. Yeah.
They don't look intimidating at all. Like if he came at me with that, I'd be like, ah. But if he came at me with the adamantium claws, I'd be like, ah,
ah.
Oh my god.
Some more big movie news: the new James Bond movie,
Spectre.
We can talk about that. They actually just started filming not too long ago. They had a big announcement on who's in the cast and as well as the name of it, because obviously they kept all that under wraps. Spectre is the name of the movie.
Spectre.
Sam Mendes is back.
You're going to Spectre. I'm trying to do the theme song.
Oh. he's back to direct. We also have, obviously, Daniel Craig's going to be in there.
Oh, Daniel Craig's here now. There he is.
Oh, there he is. Oh, welcome. He'll be back, as well as, you know, the usuals. Ray Fiennes will be M, spoiler alert, again.
See, the original, Judi Dench's M was Mom. This M is Man.
Ooh.
I hate you.
I always look at you for approval of my jokes. And
you
never
get it.
And I never get it.
We have, the bad guy is Christoph Waltz.
Playing the ski instructor, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Huh? I was lost.
A very a John Harrison type role.
Oh. Okay. So.
He's very clearly just going to be Blofeld.
Yeah, they're pretty
Blowfish?
Much.
That too.
That's nope. Dr. No, right?
Well.
Yes.
Blofeld, no.
He's a couple movies.
Yeah, he's in like 4 movies. I think he was introduced in, I don't remember. Donald Pleasance played him first, I think.
Yeah. I think he was, was he introduced in first in Dr. No?
Oh, I have no idea.
I think he was.
I don't know.
See, Dan's the Bond expert.
They should just cast Mike Myers as Dr. Evil.
No, that would be a bad idea. But yeah, they're probably just going to keep that under wraps, and then, oh, look, he's Blofeld.
Oh, my God, it's Blofeld.
We have Dave Bautista is the number two bad guy.
This is the not odd job.
Yeah, pretty much. He'll be in there, and we have two new Bond girls. Who knows? Maybe they'll both get knocked off.
Isn't one of them like
up.
Isn't one of them like 50 years old or something?
Yeah. 60.
Monica Bellucci.
She is.
Oh,
she's.
That's perfectly okay. I don't care.
She is a gilf.
I don't think she's that old, man.
And you're gonna have to help me pronounce this name. Leah Sedix.
Doesn't matter.
That was the last thing you said.
She was in the Blue is the Warmest Color movie. If you're familiar with that one.
It was like 3 hours long. I was too lazy to watch it.
Yeah, but it was 3 hours of scissoring.
Ooh, yeah.
Now that you mention it.
Scissor me, Xerxes.
Goes right in Netflix. Yeah, and we also have, where is it? The guy who plays Q, what the hell's his name? Where is it on here?
He is a hipster dude.
Can't find it. It's Q will be back there. Moneypenny will be there as well.
I like Silver Dollar better.
A couple people. Okay. looks like they're going to add a couple more people to the cast as
Hopefully,
well.
Hopefully, Michael Shannon will play Jaws.
is that wishful thinking?
Yes.
Oh,
I feel
God.
Like only he could do it.
Yeah. No, but do you notice that Batista's only so far is only two big screen roles have X in their name, Drax. And now he's Mr. Hinks. So I hope his next on screen. Role is something else with an X.
Maybe he'll be like, an X-Men.
No, he'll be Xerox.
He's just going to play a Xerox machine.
Just standing in the side, beep, boop.
Even though they don't really matter at all, technically, we had the Golden Globe nominations came out a couple days ago. And yes, I'm that guy who watched the live stream at 8:20 in the morning.
And you were complaining to me. Oh. My mom just texted me. Hi, Mom. Hi, Mom. You're on air.
Hi, Mom.
And you're the guy complaining to me about no sleep. You could have used that time to sleep.
No, I was at work.
You could have used that time to sleep.
Or work.
Nah.
So we'll just go. I'm sure most of these movies you guys haven't seen, but of course.
You don't know me.
What do you know about me? Don't worry, I'm behind on a lot of these too. Some of them haven't even come out yet, to be honest with you.
And they're nominated for awards?
Well, you know how it works.
Well, aren't the Golden Globes considered?
That's a load of barnacles right there.
Hey, that reminds me, like in the SpongeBob universe, barnacles is like a curse word, right?
Yeah, it basically means bullshit. Yeah.
So, what's his name? Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy. He's bullshit boy.
Yeah, if you want to look at it that way.
Mind blown.
Remember, just. The time code, those curses.
Oh, I know.
Okay. And I said one earlier, too. You have to listen.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, I usually do anyway.
That's
why I gave up with the Benny one.
Yeah, we'll make some exceptions, but usually I like to keep this PG.
Yeah, obviously. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll just go through some of these categories. Just the movie ones. We don't need to go into TV.
Well, anyway, aren't the Golden Globes considered like a joke, though? I don't really know.
That's
like,
why they're on the podcast.
They kind of are.
Because,
but
like,
they give you a little bit of an idea for the
I don't
Oscars.
Understand. Like, if we have the Oscars or the Emmys are for TV, like, what's the point of the Golden Globes?
The Golden Globes is basically the Hollywood foreign press making up their own award show who want to be important. So basically, sometimes you'll get ridiculous nominations. Like, I don't know. Remember that year The Tourist was up for Best Picture? Best comedy. Remember that? Do you remember The Tourist? The
movie?
That's
Johnny
like
Depp
Johnny
movie, right?
Depp and Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't remember.
Angelina?
It was awful, awful movie. It was like 20% Rotten Tomatoes, and it got a Best Picture comedy from the Golden Globes. But it was because Hollywood Foreign Press, they did a lot of publicity overseas for it, and the Hollywood Foreign Press was like, thank you, here's a nomination. So, but honestly, a lot of these nominees are, I would say, deserving. Usually I have a big problem with a lot of these, but I was pretty happy for the most part. Let's see. How about Best Director? Let's start there. Best Director. All right. We have Ava DuVernay. I don't know. I've never. But she made the Selma movie, the new Michael. Oh, my God. I almost said Michael J. Fox. Martin Luther King movie.
Mm.
Wes Anderson is nominated for Grand Budapest Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We have Alejandro Gonzalez Iñárritu for Birdman. David Fincher for Gone Girl. And Richard Linklater for Boyhood. Did anyone see Boyhood?
No, I heard
I've been meaning
terrible.
To, but like, I don't.
Do you have 3
I don't
hours
think it
of
had
your
a,
life?
It didn't have a wide release near me.
No, but it's. I think you can find it online now. It's. I'm kind of fearing watching the whole thing.
I hope there's a sequel called Boy in the Hood.
It is a sequel. He goes in blackface.
So he Ted Danson's it.
Yes. Best Supporting Actor. We have Ethan Hawke for Boyhood. Robert Duvall for The Judge. That was an interesting one.
I think any time a judge should be played in a movie, it should be played by Judge Reinhold.
Or Judge Judy.
Yeah, either or. Or and then they should Carl sit Urban. There. They'll sit there and be like...
There you go.
They'll sit there and be like, I'll be the judge of that.
Edward Norton for Birdman. J.K. Simmons for Whiplash. You hear that?
Just kidding.
I wanted Simmons. To see that.
You mean, wait, did they make a spinoff of the Mickey Rourke character from Iron Man?
Yes. They brought J. Jonah Jameson in.
He voices the parrot.
And Mark Ruffalo for Foxcatcher, which I just saw, by the way.
Was it a catch?
There was I. You know what? I was very disappointed. I didn't see any foxes in the movie.
How about any catching?
No.
Is there
catching.
Pokemon in it?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't anything.
I don't know, man. Every time I see Steve Carell playing that serious
he's
role,
good.
Oh, I believe
really
he is.
Good.
It's just I can't not see
he's
him as
so creepy.
When I first
Scott
saw the trailer,
impression.
Yeah.
When I first saw the trailer, I swear I thought it was like a comedy, and it was like at any moment it was just going to turn.
Really?
You know, Channing Tatum does like comedic roles now, and had Steve Carell, and I'm waiting for it to just turn funny, and it just kept getting darker.
There's no comedy in the movie.
I had a feeling.
There's none.
He's a wrestling coach, right? Steve Carell?
No. He plays John DuPont, the part of the DuPont family. It's based on a real story.
Mm-hmm.
He created the wrestling camp called Foxcatcher in Pennsylvania, not too far from here, actually. And spoiler alert, I mean, everyone already knows the story. They're training to go to the Olympics with all these wrestlers. And Channing Tatum's the main wrestler. He's a former Olympic gold medalist, and his brother is he's also a wrestler, but he coaches more.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Mark Ruffalo, right?
Yes. So John DuPont has them both. He hires both of them for the camp, and John DuPont goes a little crazy and ends up murdering someone. So yeah.
Damn, son.
Mm-hmm. How about this best animated film? How many of these did you guys see? Let's
is
go.
The Nut Job on there?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Didn't that just come out?
Yeah.
The Lego Movie.
Oh, hands down. That will win. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of it.
People
team.
Are upset because that didn't get a Best Song nomination.
It was a good movie. Did you see it?
Not yet.
No?
Oh.
I've been waiting. It's on HBO Go.
Oh.
You better go see it.
I told you about the story.
Stop.
I told you I went to go see it before it came out with one of those advanced screenings. There was a guy in a trench coat with a mustache and
was
slick
it,
back hair.
Was it two kids standing on each other's shoulders?
No. But it was a little creepy considering it was a advanced screening and it was like 80% kids. And you had this guy in a trench coat looking all creepy.
And he said, everything is awesome.
This is awesome.
He's just building Legos in the black. In the back.
How to Train Your Dragon 2. Did anyone see that one?
Nope.
Never even saw the first one.
Really?
That was a good movie.
The first one's good. I didn't see the second one yet. Big Hero 6.
No interest.
Really?
Big Hero 666 is the adult version.
The Book of Life.
That's it. What the... Okay.
I don't know what that is. The Box Trolls.
Oh, those are the Paranorman people.
Oh,
Paranorman was a good movie.
Yeah,
so.
I liked that a lot.
So it was stop motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
I expect Box Trolls to
Wasn't
be.
Paranorman like faux stop motion? It was done all
was like,
CGI.
I didn't see it. I don't know.
No, there was
I thought it looked stop motion, but it was actually CG.
Hmm.
Maybe.
Best actor in a comedy. Michael Keaton for Birdman. By the way, did either of you guys see Birdman yet?
No.
Nope.
I want to.
Bill Murray for St. Vincent. Ray Fiennes for Grand Budapest Hotel.
That was a good movie.
And I'm not even a Wes Anderson fan, to be honest with you. But
oh no, here comes Darps.
Hey man, what you say?
You talking about Wes Anderson, man?
Christoph Waltz for Big Eyes.
Big Guys?
Big Guys.
Wait, that didn't come out yet, did it?
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
And Joaquin Phoenix for Inherent Vice.
Dude, I want to see that.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
Really good.
Also did not come out yet. Actress in comedy, Julianne Moore for Maps to the Stars. I think that's the David Cronenberg movie about Hollywood, I think. Amy Adams for Big Eyes. Emily Blunt for Into the Woods. That's
like a Disney movie, right? Or something that where
Meryl Streep.
Everything's going to be, yeah.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
smashing all of the
Isn't
fairy
that,
tales together.
Robert Marshall is the guy who did Chicago. Is doing
Maybe?
The movie, I think.
I don't know. All I know is Johnny Depp plays the big bad wolf, and he doesn't mm-hmm. look like a wolf.
He's got whiskers.
Oh, well, that solves everything.
How come all these fairy tale movies nowadays have to be dark and gritty?
Because
Dark every
Knight.
Movie
Dark
has
Knight.
To be dark and gritty now.
Dark Knight, that's why.
You're not allowed to have a light and cheery movie.
I can't wait for, like...
There is no fantasy in film anymore. It's all dark, real, and if you get a single thing, even, like, remotely, where you need to stretch your imagination, people will slam it.
Mike Dowling, everybody.
Sorry.
Helen Mirren for The 100-Foot Journey. I don't know what that movie is.
It's exactly what it is. She walks 100 feet.
That's Quentin Tarantino's favorite movie.
Starring Uma
Quentin
Thurman.
Tortellini.
Kwanzaa Wallace for Blanny. Black Annie.
Black Annie.
Oh, Blanny.
With yeah. Mr. Sachs.
I know. She's the cunt, right?
What?
I'm sorry.
the Onion article, remember that? Remember when she was nominated for the Oscar for Beast of Southern Wild? They had the article that was like, no one wants to admit it, but she's the cunt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm glad you explained it a little bit because that just sounded horrible.
That's what she's known as now. And best motion picture musical comedy: Into the Woods, Birdman, Grand Budapest Hotel, Saint Vincent, and Pride. I don't know what Pride
the hell's
is.
Pride?
I don't know. Best actor in a motion picture drama: We have Eddie Redmayne for Theory of Everything. That's the
Stephen Hawking.
Steve Carell for Foxcatcher, as I mentioned before, I think very deserving.
Gotta catch them all.
Benedict Cumberbatch for The Imitation Game / Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit. what's the new one called? Battle of the
Five Armies?
Five Armies, okay. Did you see Smaug on Colbert?
I saw a picture of it.
Smoog!
Smoog! David Oluwalo for Selma. That's
what?
The. I don't know if. Did we mention earlier? He's the black guy from Interstellar.
He's
playing Martin Luther King.
You were gone for 25 years.
And Jake Gyllenhaal for Nightcrawler, which is surprising. I didn't think they would
there
recognize
him. There was no
him.
X-Men in that movie.
No. He was deserving on there. Best actress in a motion picture drama: Julianne Moore for Still Alice. I don't know what this movie is, but apparently she has Alzheimer's.
Oh.
That's all I know. Rosamund Pike for Gone Girl. I know, Mike, you can... Yeah.
Dude,
oh.
Gone Girl was great girl.
Oh.
I don't know why you don't write for movies.
I ask myself that every day.
Reese Witherspoon for Wild. I don't know what that is. What happened?
We were holding hands.
Oh. Felicity Jones for The Theory of Everything. That's she's playing Stephen Hawking's I almost said sister too. She plays his wife.
Oh boy.
Oh, this is just a train wreck. And Jennifer Aniston for Cake.
Yummy.
She eats a piece of cake. and
and there's just actors just walking by her. It's just like a
nice
huge...
experimental film.
It's just a huge.
I really believe she was eating that cake.
It's a huge close up of just her mouth just going.
All right, now let's do chocolate. We started with vanilla. Now we're going to chocolate. She eats a piece of every kind of cake there ever is.
And it's a 3-hour movie. Uh-huh. A 3-hour tour.
And best motion picture drama: Boyhood, Foxcatcher, The Imitation Game, Selma and the Theory of Everything.
No Gone Girl?
No Gone Girl.
Well, it had...
No.
Screw this place.
Don't worry, I'm sure it'll be nominated for the Oscars for picture.
Oh, yeah. The thing that matters.
Yeah. So, yeah, those were the nominations. Definitely interesting.
Out of all of those, Gone Girl was the only movie I saw.
Gone Girl, I mean, she got a nomination. No Ben Affleck in there.
I can understand that. I mean, no, he was still good, but yeah. I mean, it wasn't career defining.
No, I think there's still a little hate there too from the
Jersey Girl.
Yes, from Jersey Girl. No, from Geely. The classic.
People got to get over that, man.
Hey, you know,
he's
Al
Batman
Pacino,
now. He's not Daredevil anymore.
That's right. He is Batman now.
Batfleck.
He's old Batman.
Yeah.
Old.
Man. Oh, so he's old man. He's Gary Oldman.
It all makes sense now.
Oh my God! By the way, did you see that?
No.
Did you see the thing where they're talking about three possible choices for Doctor Strange's master person? What's his name? The guy who trains Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
What is the name of the guy? This is why I mean
Mr. Weird. I don't know. I don't follow Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
He's pretty weird.
He's supposed to be like an Asian guy, and there's three people who are in the running for it, apparently.
Jackie Chan.
One of them is Morgan Freeman.
That's what I read. I read a thing saying how Morgan Freeman's in talks.
Morgan Freeman was one of them. Gary Oldman was one of them. And who's the other one?
Jackie Chan.
Yeah, Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan.
It's not Jackie Chan, the new game from Cinco.
Jackie Chan.
Ben Kingsley. He played an Asian already, right?
Mandarin? Well, actually, he was British, but playing an Asian.
He played an Asian in The Love Guru.
Oh, that's true.
Isn't India technically Asia? So
it is.
Didn't he play Gandhi?
Ooh.
I'm just pulling string, like grasping at straws now.
You'll find something eventually. Yeah. All right. So, all right, we're going to take a stab at this. Oh, my God.
You killed Jason.
We tried this last time Mike was here. Mike, obviously, you're a big movie guy.
You're a big guy, too.
Hey, I'm trying.
you know your stuff about movies. And actually, you were the one person who actually I would consider to understand this game.
Wait, we're done with movie talk?
Yeah, we're done with movie talk.
Done with you, Jason.
All right, bye, guys. Bye.
We're gonna play only with two people, obviously, but we're gonna play a round of the Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah, Leonard Maltin.
Boy,
oh wait, there he is. I see he's peeking through the window. Oh, he's over there now. he's not doing anything, or is he dead?
No, he's still around. Yeah. He's still around. So in case you didn't hear the last time we played this, it's basically a movie game where I'll give a category and you guys pick a category, and I'll read a review from Leonard Maltin's fabulous movie guide, giving you as many clues as I can without giving away the movie. And you guys will bid how many names you think you can get it in from the listing of the cast from bottom to top. And if you do not know or think the other person doesn't know, you can challenge the other person to name that movie. But remember, you have to bid accordingly, because otherwise I will yell at you.
Ah!
All right, you guys ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Unfortunately, Chris is not here this time.
May he rest in peace.
So,
Sizz.
Unfortunately, he's not the he's the defending champion. He's not here. So second place, Mike. You were in second place last time. So technically, we'll start with you this
time. Yay!
Would you like a category? I'll give you three categories here. Would you like first one? This category is called Ho Ho Ho. Useful for this time of year.
Hmm.
Ho Ho Ho. These are movies featuring three or more prostitutes, or celebrating a birthday today. Christopher Plummer, the great Christopher Plummer. The movies of Christopher. Or you can choose this third category, Paper. These are movies where Dwayne Johnson dies.
Oh, because Paper beats Rock.
Yes.
Oh, man. That's amazing.
Which one of those would you like?
You know what? I'm gonna go with Paper.
Yes.
Paper. That's what I like to hear.
The only movie...
I know of one movie he dies in.
Doom?
Well, no pre-guessing. No pre-guessing.
We gotta relax here, buddy.
All right.
Doomed.
This movie is from 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Leonard Maltin gives it 3 stars.
Mm-hmm.
He says... what does he say about this thing? It turns into an entertaining parody. It's over the top, and the unrated version runs 116 minutes.
Nope, I don't know.
And Leonard List, 11 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
I think I'd probably need like six.
Six names. Jason, it's over to you.
I'll go with five.
Five names. Back to you, Mike.
No.
You don't think you can do it?
No.
All right, you guys say name that movie.
Name that movie.
All right, Jason, you get five names. I think you can do this. I think you can do this. Would you like the clues again?
No, it's in 2010.
2010, three stars.
Three stars, the unrated runs an hour.
It runs 116 minutes, unrated. It's over the top, and it's an entertaining parody. Mike, did you just think of what it was?
No. I had something else in mind. And
Can I say what I think the movie is?
Let me give you the names first.
Okay.
Because it might change your mind.
Okay.
Bobby Cannavale.
Keep going.
Damon Wayans Jr., Rob Riggle, Dwayne Johnson.
Ooh.
And you're going to know it here. Samuel L. Jackson.
That wasn't what the movie I was thinking
See,
of.
See, that's what?
At all. Sam
Those
Jackson.
Five names.
Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, you got to know this.
The same
Mike
movie.
Knows.
Yeah.
The same movie together.
Uh-huh.
I forgot he was even in that.
Yeah. It's very short.
Yeah.
2010. Okay.
Everyone's yelling at their computer.
Or everyone's just scratching their head. I'm not. I'm drawing a blank.
Really?
Yeah. Is that the name of the movie, Drawing a Blank?
Is that your answer?
My answer is going to be Get Smart.
Get Smart. No, unfortunately, he does live in that.
Okay.
Mike, would you like to tell him what the name of the movie is?
I can just tell it, or I'm like, I'm stealing it from you.
You can't steal, but you can tell him what it is.
Okay, it's The Other Guys.
Oh, crap. Yeah. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson and The Rock are the two cops in the beginning.
They are the guys.
They are the guys,
oh
yes.
Oh, my God. I completely forgot about that movie. And it's on TV. On TV.
On TV.
On TV all the time.
Yeah.
It's on TV. Watch it now.
All right. Mike gets the point. Jason, that means you get to pick the category this time.
Read them off to me, one Johnny. Minute.
All right. Would you like Privates of Ryan? Can you guess what this one is?
Ryan Gosling's
Is it
Privates?
Where Matt Damon gets naked?
No. You're close, though.
Okay.
It's movies where Meg Ryan is naked.
Mm. Oh.
Or you can have, also celebrating a birthday today, Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx's birthday, the films of Jamie Foxx. Or Cage the Elephant.
It's a good band.
They are a good band. These are movies where Nicolas Cage has a good memory.
I'll take that category.
What, that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It might be a little challenging considering he has like 15 movies a year.
This is movies from 2009. Leonard gives it two stars. He says, What does he say?
I think I know what it has to be.
I think I have an idea of it as well.
He says, the premise would have made a great Twilight Zone episode. And he said it was shot mostly in Australia.
Australia.
And Leonard lists only eight names. Jason, how many names do you think you get it in? Do you think you know the movie?
I think I do, but I'm going to still, I'll say four names.
Four names, okay. Well, clearly you don't know the movie.
You just gave it away right there.
What?
Keep going.
Mike?
I'm going to say three names.
Three names. Jason. Now, you can keep going. You can go negative if you think you know it.
No, I'm not screwing it. I'll say two names.
Two names. Back to Mike.
I'm going to go zero.
Oh, Mike knows it. He has to know it. Jason, you can either challenge him, say name that movie, or you can go negative.
Yeah.
So if you go negative one, that means you have to name the movie and the top billed person.
Okay, negative.
Negative one? Oh, my God.
Jason, name that movie.
Oh, here we go.
Knowing Nicolas Cage.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I would have gone negative two had I actually seen the movie and know who else was in it.
All right, you want to know who negative two was?
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage and Rose Byrne.
I would have never known that.
Yeah.
Never known that.
Wow.
Because you said it's a movie. Movies where Cage has a good memory.
Yeah.
And he does that's, because that's he's the knowing only movie everything. I could
find. Well,
as soon as you said, like, it would make a Twilight Zone episode, I'm like, it's knowing.
Mm. All right, Jason, you have a point.
Woo!
It's tied up.
Well, I got to call my mom and tell her.
All right, that means, Mike, you get to pick the category this time.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like, also celebrating a birthday? There's a lot of birthdays today. Also celebrating a birthday today.
It probably means a lot of parents got busy on Valentine's Day.
More
like
who knows?
March.
March Day.
Celebrating a birthday today. Taylor Swift. The movies of Taylor Swift. She's been in movies.
I know she's been in one movie. I just don't remember what it was.
Or you can have another category. Wins at Scrabble. These are movies that begin with the letters J, Q, or Z. Or Bush versus Gore. And these are horror movies with full frontal nudity.
Mr. Smith, I will take Bush versus Gore.
Well done. all right. This movie is... Actually, you know what? I'll give you a choice of year. Would you like 1980 or 1995?
So I feel like the further into the, you know, closer to the present you get, the more rare full frontal nudity is going to get. 1995. Ooh. Why are you doing this to me, Sean?
I leave the choice to you.
I'm going to do 95.
95. All right. 2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. 1995. He says about this movie. Oh, what does he say? Oh, wow. A lot of this gives it away.
Do you want to switch it to 1980?
No. Direction is somewhat sturdier than the script. He liked the directing better than the script.
Mm-hmm.
And it was followed by two sequels and the latest direct-to-video. So two sequels and one of them was direct-to-video. And he
so it
lists,
was like theater, video.
Possibly. And he lists, let's see. 9 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
It's probably so low budget. I wouldn't recognize.
Well, I mean, it's on here, so it had to have had a wide release.
Okay. It said 9 names?
9 names.
I'm going to be a punk and say 9 names.
Hey, you know, I do not blame you for that. Jason. Jesse.
Can't do it, Mr. White.
9 names.
I'll say 9 names too.
No, you have to go.
It doesn't really work that way.
You can go 8 names if you want.
8 names.
All right, 8 names.
I'm saying 7.
7. Do you think he knows it? Do you think he knows it?
Name that movie.
Oh, what a challenge. You get 7 out of 9. All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like the clues again, or do you want me to just go?
Directing better than the script, 95, blah, blah, blah. Go for it.
All right. Jordan Lund, the great Jordan Lund.
I'm sure he is.
Michelle Williams. I like this name. Whip Hubley.
It's almost as bad as Rip Torn.
Marg Helgenberger. Alfred Molina. And your last name, Natasha Hendrich.
Oh. She's that lowly. Okay. I know this one.
What is your answer?
Species.
That is correct. They have Ben Kingsley, number one.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's right. I forgot he was in it. Him and Michael Madsen.
Michael Madsen's number two.
Forrest Whitaker.
He's number three. Wow, you could have done -3 if you knew that.
All right. I love that movie. It's not good, but I love it.
Point goes to Mike. It's 2-1 now. Mike, we're playing
the 3. Put that film degree to good
use. Jason, you get to pick the next category. Would you like Notorious B.I.G.? These are movies with the word big in the title. Or you can take Ethan Hawke Down. These are movies where Ethan Hawke dies. Or Hot Deuce. These are movies. These are sequels to movies that Leonard liked better than the first.
I'll do the big one.
The big one?
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Right here, boy.
Yeah.
This movie's from 1988. 3.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. He says about this movie, the lead does a superb performance, and it was later a Broadway musical. And he lists 10 names. How many names do you think you get it in?
I'm just going to say 10.
10 names. All right, Mike. He has an inquisitive look on his face.
A 9.
9 names. Back to you, Jason.
Also 9.
No, you have to go. Go lower or tell him to name it.
I'll just say 8 then.
8.
Name that movie.
Oh, no.
All right, I'm going to take a...
Good luck, Jason.
A big shot in the dark.
Good luck.
I'm going to say big with Tom
Hanks.
Well,
first of all, let me give you the names.
I said it already.
Is that your answer?
Or do you want to hear the names?
Do you want to hear the names?
Just give me the names, yeah.
All right.
Son of a bitch.
Tracy Reiner, Josh Clark, Mercedes Rohl, John Lovitz, David Moscow, Robert Loggia. How many names do you got?
8.
Yeah.
8. Jared Rushton and John Hurd. What do you say?
I'm not so sure if I heard of this film.
What do you think it is?
I'm still just going to say big.
That's correct.
What?
Oh, yeah. John Lovitz is in it?
Yes.
Holy crap.
I know. Pulled a big one on you.
Hey.
Oh.
We have a tied game. You know what that means? We need a tiebreaker. We're going to the asparagus pea category, my favorite category. Now, the way this works is I'm going to read you the entire review, everything about the review, and we're going to start at 0 names. So basically, this is a way of you just going negative names. Yeah, you can't, that you have to start bidding at 0, but you're going to know what it is. I'm going to read you everything. Are you guys ready? And for this, we'll start with Mike. This movie is from 2012. Leonard gives it 3.5 stars. He says, when evil Loki from Asgard threatens the very future of humanity on Earth, agent Nick Fury of S.H.I.E.L.D. summons the Avengers to save the day. But first they have to find a way to get along with each other. Outstanding comic book movie based on the Marvel characters created by Stan Lee, who makes his usual cameo, and Jack Kirby orchestrates a compelling dynamic for each of the key characters, Iron Man, Captain America, the Hulk, Thor, Black Widow, and Hawkeye, and a great villain to fan the flames of heroism. Zach Penn collaborated on the story with writer and director Whedon, and whose savvy, often very funny screenplay is perfectly served by the cast. The title on screen is Marvel's The Avengers. So we'll start from there.
Mike. Is it the Avengers?
No, well, it's not. It's Gone Girl.
Oh, it's Marvel's The Avengers. That's right. The Avengers is Uma Thurman.
Yes, you have to. You can either start at 0 or you can start going negative. Now, remember, negative, this is from the top to the bottom.
And I got
to
put them in order.
In order. The way that Leonard has them listed.
I'm going to get Leonard on the phone.
For the time being, I'm going to say -1.
-1, Jason. You have to go either negative 2 or more, or tell Mike to name that movie. However, I think we know he's got this in the bag.
Yeah, I'll just say -2.
-2. Do you think you can name how many Avengers are in order?
That's the thing.
I know.
I mean, I'm sure as hell knowing that Jeremy Renner's not going to be the top one.
We all know who's the top one.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of who's after that.
Exactly. That's a tough one. I'm going to say -3.
Ooh, -3.
Name that movie.
Oh no.
Okay.
All right, Mike, this is for everything.
Just get growling.
Our movie is Marvel's The Avengers.
Yes.
Number 1 will be Robert Downey Jr. Number 2 will be Chris Evans. And number 3, God help me, I'm going to say Chris Hemsworth.
That is incorrect. Jason, would you like to take a stab at it?
Sure.
I mean, you already won, but go ahead.
It's Marvel's The Avengers, starring Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, and Scarlett Johansson.
No, also wrong.
Damn.
It goes RDJ, Evans, and Ruffalo.
Really?
I didn't expect him to get so high.
Jason, you're our winner today.
Yeah. I don't know what to say, guys. I mean, I you know, eat, sleep, and take my vitamins. Hulkamaniac.
Go from getting 0 points last time to winning the whole thing.
This was a big turnaround.
I know. Big, big turnaround.
But you know what we forgot to talk about before? With
movies? We forgot to talk about something?
Them casting the Suicide Squad.
Oh, that's right. Let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, they cast the Suicide Squad.
What do we
have? And we have, let me just pull it up right here. Mike, do something for the time being.
Well, I know first and foremost we have our, well, I'll do my best. I know, I'm a baby. We've got Will Smith as Deadshot.
I hope I hope there's a Fresh Prince tie-in.
How do you know there's
hope,
not?
You know, they don't have a flashback to a younger version starring his son.
It's very possible.
Here we go. Okay. Margot Robbie from...
Margot Robbie.
Okay.
Get it right.
I got this, okay?
I got it, Mr. White.
Margot Robbie from her famed...
Wolf of Wall Street.
Of Wolf of Wall
Street. Which is good, because she kind of sounds like Harley Quinn in the
movie.
Yeah.
She's Harley Quinn. Mm-hmm. Tom Hardy is Rick Flagg, who is pretty much DC's evil Captain America.
Mm, Tom Hardy's back.
Yeah, he really wants to kill Batman. Jai Courtney, the great Jai Courtney,
yes.
Captain Boomerang.
Isn't he Australian?
Yeah.
Can he pull off an Australian accent?
I don't think he can pull off anything.
I don't think he talks.
Oh, speaking of Jai Courtney.
Are we going to talk about this?
We could afterwards.
Okay.
But we'll keep going.
We'll hold on to that.
We'll hold on to that.
Jared Leto is the Joker.
Which is perfect casting.
Yeah,
be good.
And the Joker's never in... So he's not part of the Suicide Squad, according to lore. So I'm just guessing that they're going to be tasked to go kill him or something like that.
Or break him out of jail.
Yeah,
or
like, you know, he'll just get mixed into it somehow. I watched the Suicide Squad animated movie that Assault on Arkham came out at the beginning of the year. Really good, by the way. So if they could do the movie like that. And Cara Delevingne...
The great Karen Deva. The Avengers.
I want to say it's like Delevingne.
Okay, Cara Delevingne is the Enchantress. I know nothing about her.
Yeah. She's enchanting.
Will Smith is the Fresh Prince of Deadshot. And Jesse Eisenberg is rumored to be back as Lex Luthor.
Yeah, Lex Luthor doesn't really have anything involved with the Super Squad,
and there's
squad,
rumors
right?
the head of the Suicide Squad.
Amanda Waller.
Suicide Squad is Amanda Waller.
She's the black chick, right?
Yeah. And there's so many.
Oprah.
So many incarnations.
Oprah. That's right.
They're saying they want Oprah.
I really want them to just bring back CCH Pounder, the voice actress.
FCC Pounder.
She looks like she could play it in person.
And
as
she
well.
Voiced Waller great in the Justice League cartoon. And she's an actual actress.
As long as they go with the old heavy set version and not the new sexy New 52 version.
Oh, they're definitely
or the one that's
do
on
that.
Arrow.
Guys.
You know they're going to do
why
that.
Why can't they just have Oprah and then dub her over?
Oh, don't know.
Why can't they just, like, animate her, like, in...
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
In the DCAU.
And they could do that, too. Yeah. I mean, that's... you know what? Overall, not bad.
I have nothing against this. I mean, it's a movie I originally would have no interest in seeing whatsoever. Now that they're putting Jared Leto as the Joker.
I mean, Jai Courtney. I mean, come on.
Well, yeah. I mean, after A Good Day to Die Hard, like, I am just sold on the Jai Courtney hype.
There was
he is the poor man, Sam Worthington.
He
is. Is the poor man's every other action hero.
Yeah.
He is the dollar store action hero.
Yeah, you know what? I would probably be more inclined to see this than Batman Superman.
Me too. This is their answer to Guardians of the Galaxy, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm. Definitely. Speaking of Jai Courtney, I also forgot to mention this.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, a Terminator?
Can we please... talk about that god-awful Terminator trailer.
It looks like a sci-fi movie. Like a sci-fi original movie.
I felt like I was going to start crying. Trailers don't ever do that to me. I was like, okay, whatever. I probably won't see that. The only other time I was ever like actually upset with a movie coming out was the Day the Earth Stood Still remake, because the original is just so special to me.
Whoa.
And I saw this. And it, exactly. Jaden Smith was in that.
I'm an alien.
But, this, I was just like,
John
Jai Courtney,
too.
Like, for the, there's just so much.
He's playing Kyle Reese, right?
He is, and he looks nothing like Michael Biehn.
Well, not that that matters. I mean,
no, I mean, if you had,
they had Kyle Reese in the last one. He was a little kid, right?
Yeah,
they should have brought him back. Like, I liked him as Kyle Reese. That was Anton Yelchin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and well, actually, because we were talking a little bit of the rumors for the Suicide Squad last time for the, I think it was for the Marvel podcast.
Yeah, I that's when I thought it was going to be Boomerang.
We brought up about Jai Courtney having the personality of a wooden wall or just something ridiculous like that. Like he's getting thrown back in time, and we have old ass Arnold young ass Arnold
with a T-1000 in there somewhere. The thing that really...
What is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why?
The thing that really took me out of it was John Connors being played by the guy who played the dad in Grounded for Life, which was a really stupid sitcom.
He also played the dad in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not really that...
Yeah,
not a big
he doesn't
deal.
Bother me. I'm cool with him. Jason Clark, I think his name is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it's also not the dad from Grounded for Life, but they look the same.
Hey, whatever. Let's go with it.
Whatever.
The trailer basically showed they're basically redoing everything from
they're pulling
every movie
a Days of
did.
Future Past on this.
Like a Star Trek 2009.
They're kind of like that.
Like, they have the T-1000 in there who somehow turned Asian. that's what it said. Someone asked, why isn't Robert Patrick in it? I said, he is. He just has squinty eyes.
He's really looking hard for John
Connor. They're doing this over again with that. I mean, I would expect a female Terminator to show up at some point. They're sending Kyle Reese back in the past for some reason. That it kind of looks like they're just redoing everything that they did from the original.
It sounds like what it is supposed to be is it was supposed to be a remake of the first movie.
It looks like a remake.
But there was another Terminator who went even further back and is now screwing with it. The old Arnold. You know, now he, like, kidnapped
because apparently
like, kidnapped Sarah and raised her.
Yeah, apparently this Terminator got lost on the way to his mission, and now he's, I don't know what.
I wouldn't be surprised if the TX from Terminator 3 made it.
Kristanna Loken.
Yeah, made it. That actress hasn't done anything since then.
Blood Rain. She only did the first one, too, right?
She was too good for Blood Rain 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Oh, Ubel, when will you learn?
Well, I think he did learn once the German government stopped giving him special tax breaks.
That's why he keeps making American movies now.
That's why he wants to fight people all the time. He's the Tom Crossen of the movie world.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yes. For those who don't know, Tom Crossen's a dear friend of ours. He's just a drunk.
That's not all.
probably
it goes way
probably a criminal
that.
Too. But we love him.
Yeah. I am not looking forward to this Terminator movie. I probably won't see it.
I'm totally going to see it, in as much as the same way I saw Dragon Ball Evolution.
With just, your like, eyes closed?
It's just this horrible,
with the
Cinco morbid
Party
curiosity.
Morbid curiosity is not a good thing.
Yeah, you're giving them money. You're the reason these movies are made. Oh, look at that cute dog.
Go see it at like 10 in the
Maybe
morning
you can
and pay $6.
Pull a North Korea and hack them and get the movie for free.
I don't think anyone's going to want to.
That's true. Hey, the Expendables came out early. I mean, you could have done that. I don't think anyone wanted the Expendables 3.
And apparently they're making Expendables 4 now, and it has to deal with time travel.
Hell yeah.
So they're going to pull
us Maybe that's how they're going to pull us all together.
Yeah. They're going to go back.
Whatever the hell his name is, Arnold's character in the Expendables is actually the old Terminator.
Dude. And he just has a personality chip.
Yeah, there you go.
And then he goes back and stops the first one from being made. He shoots Stallone.
The part I hated most about the Genesis trailer,
Arnold jumps out of the helicopter to another one.
That
like
one
a
was
missile.
That was cheesy but fun in like a Transformers way.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
The thing I hated the most was Sarah's dialogue.
Come with me if you want to live.
Yeah,
which now is... like the way she delivered the now soldier. Like I just muted my TV and was like, no.
Dun 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 dun.
It's like she saw the other movies and we don't. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she saw the other movies, and she's making reference to them, but they don't actually exist.
Mm. True. In that universe.
It's so weird. This
Terminator just needs to just die.
Didn't they learn a lesson when the last one made, like, $15 million or something?
Thanks, McG.
Yeah, oh, thank you, McG.
Although you're eating a McRib now, rolling in your
who's
money.
Who's directing this one?
What's the guy who directed Thor: The Dark World.
Yeah, which he's
that
fine.
That wasn't a bad movie.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I think this.
I think it has potential, but like it's supposed to have potential. Rather, I don't know. I just feel like somewhere along the way, maybe because Arnold's involvement, maybe.
I mean, I think they were forced to put him in there
because it was like all on him, like. And he got James Cameron to come up with the idea of, like, wait a minute, it's organic material on top of the robot or the endoskeleton.
Yeah, he,
that's why you can get older.
Yeah, he pulled that out of his ass.
James Cameron clearly doesn't care about the series anymore. Otherwise, he would have been involved in the last two movies.
I can believe that. This is going to be awful. I'm not looking forward to it. We'll see what happens. I could see a scenario where it doesn't do well, where it kind of bombs.
Oh, I think it will.
And and they're expecting three more movies out of this thing too.
What? They expected three more movies out of Salvation.
I know. That's
or true. Two more movies at least.
Well, and Sony expects more Spider-Man movies. Oh,
that's a whole other ball game.
Did you see the thing of what was his name, James Newton Howard, the composer for the first?
Oh yeah.
He
didn't do it because they're like Sony didn't care what any of us thought.
Yeah,
they did not want Mark Webb's input,
which basically confirmed all of our thoughts that Mark Webb was basically just a boy toy for Sony.
He was tangled in their web.
What, like, wasn't Amazing Spider-Man his second movie?
Yeah,
no.
After
500
Days of Summer.
Yeah,
so it was like he made a name for himself, but he didn't know what he was. I mean, I'm not gonna say he didn't know what he's doing, but like he's still new to the game, so he's gonna listen to people higher up.
That's what. Yeah,
but he had this big, like, semi big movie under him. They're like. And his last name's Webb, which, you know, some people are like, Illuminati, conspiracy, oh my God. But it's really just like, they got a name who just got big fast, who is still, you know, in the grand scheme of things, amateur. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, we can use him, but he has a name that people recognize already, and it's gonna make it seem like it's a big movie, but we're pulling the strings. Or, like, his movie.
He's tangled in his web.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Sony's web.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So, yeah, Marvel wants Spider-Man back, you know, all to themselves, obviously. And they said if they did, they would reboot it again and recast Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
As long as it's not an origin movie, and it's just, like, a matter of fact, like sort of like The Incredible Hulk. Do the origin in, like, the first 5-minute montage.
Not even that.
They said if they do it again, they'll skip the origin.
Yeah, like Marvel even said they're not doing origin stories anymore at all.
Well, this isn't Marvel. This is.
Well, I know, but hopefully everyone else follows suit. But I mean, obviously Sony. I don't see them ever giving up the rights to Spider-Man.
No. They had the leaks for between them and who was it? Marvel about the possible crossover, and Sony just. They shot that one down.
Like,
out of the
you
water.
Want to take our checkbook away from us?
I really wonder
what are
they going to
realize.
Apparently,
it's better. It's best for everyone.
Apparently, in January there's going to be this Spider-Man summit where all like the companies meet to talk about the character and what they're going to do.
That's not good.
Well, they're just going to.
Well, if they're all going to be in one place together, it might be good.
Might be a trap.
Just take them all out at
once. Al-Qaeda, look over here.
But I really wonder what they're going to do with, like, I don't see them making Amazing Spider-Man 3.
No. I don't even think they're going to do a Sinister Six now.
No.
They want to, but they're trying
to. I really think the only way.
Like, maybe if they just jumped straight ahead to, like, Agent Venom, like a cooler character, well, and they could turn it into. They could try to make, like, a Winter Soldier type movie with Venom.
But they had another leak on there said that the head of Sony doesn't think Venom is good enough for a main character.
Well, the head of Sony obviously doesn't know what he's doing after the last two Amazing Spider-Man movies.
I think
movies.
It's a woman.
There you go.
She, he, whatever.
Whoever it is. It's awful. It's god
they.
Awful.
Just imagine how good Spider-Man would be if he was run by Marvel.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what happens when you go bankrupt and you sell all your stuff off.
Yeah, that happened years ago.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they couldn't see into the future, but...
Shit, I mean, didn't... James Cameron almost made the Spider-Man movie way back when.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's the one who came up with the organic webs from the Tobey Maguire movie.
Yeah. That's right. In the first Amazing Spider-Man, did they explain that?
What?
With the web?
Yeah, his web shooters.
Yeah, he made it.
He made it.
That's how it is in the comics originally, Peter Berger.
Like, I think it was something his father, like straight out of Ultimate Spider-Man, like something his father was making, and he just adapted it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I don't trust me, I don't remember much out of Amazing Spider-Man, the first one.
Very forgettable movie.
I remember, what was his name? C. Thomas Howell?
Yeah.
He had like a weird like cameo in it.
Yeah.
Who?
C. Thomas Howell. C. 80s Thomas. Actor.
There's Thomas Howell.
He was from The Hitler.
What was his role? You don't know.
He was not the Hitler.
He was the guy who was the crane operator.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Spider-Man saved my son.
That's the best scene. You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. Well, I think move that them was cranes for you, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, God. May he rest Spider-Man. In peace.
For the longest time, I thought that was Ted Beneke from Breaking Bad.
What?
They look the same.
No, they don't.
IFT. Well, I feel like we've exhausted all those options. All
right.
And I'm... my steam's running out. I need some coffee or something.
Some cafe.
Mike, thank you for stopping by again.
Oh, anytime.
I'll put those cobwebs back over you now. You can just go into hibernation.
I appreciate it. It keeps me warm.
Jason, you never did explain what happened to you what Benny did to you.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm still seeing my shrink.
Oh, my God.
My shrink is Peter Dinklage.
I'm surprised.
Because he's tiny.
You suck, man.
Peter Dinklage, I apologize. You're an amazing actor.
I'm not going to appreciate this.
Isn't he from New Jersey?
Yeah, he's from Mendham, which is kind of near me.
Okay.
Peter Dinklage, if you by any chance listening to this podcast.
More reason not to make fun of him.
I love you. I'm only kidding. You're the best man in the world. I love doing X-Men. But, yeah. Well, see you next time.
Goodbye.
Toodles.